Tough. Okay, we're continuing from yesterday. So learning over here in these prokim as an introduction to everything that's going to go on further, the difference between Kreichas HaNefesh, Levushi HaNefesh, and Etzem HaNefesh. The three levels of Etzem HaNefesh, Kreichas HaNefesh, and Levushi HaNefesh. So we mentioned that Kreichas HaNefesh, the faculties of the soul, is who you are, it's your personality. It's what the soul is made up of, consists of. You remember the Lashon the Alter says that klula, hanefesh klula, that the soul is kolul. It's made up of these 10 things. That's koichas hanefesh. And in addition, besides the soul being made up of koichas hanefesh, your personality, in addition, yesh lo shleish levush hanefesh. In addition, it possesses three garments of the soul. What are the three garments? The three garments that it's made up of, but it possesses. And we said that's what you do. There's who you are, what you're made up of, what your personality, what your soul looks like, and then there's what you do. What are the 10 kreichas hanefesh, the 10 faculties of the soul? Intellect and emotions. Chachma, bina, das, chesed, gvura, tiferes. Intellectual faculties and the emotional faculties. That's your personality. That's your intelligence, your personality, your attributes, your midos. You're a good person, a bad person, a mean person, a stingy person, an obnoxious person. All those things. Netzach would be a person that's very obstinate, a stubborn person, right, etc. An obedient person. Those are all your midos. That's who you are, your personality. That's the faculties of your soul. And then in addition, The levushe hanefesh, the garments of the soul that you enclose yourself in, and what you do, you think, you speak, and physical action. Those are the three garments of the soul. So we left off by yesterday to be able to picture this, because again, this is going to be very important. That everything that you do, the three garments of the soul, is that you think, you speak, or you physically act. Machshava, dibur, maisa. Machshava, dibur, maisa, as opposed to chabar, chagas, intellect and emotions, seichel and midas. Seichel means intellect, midas means emotions, means attributes. Machshava, dibur, maisa, the garments of the soul that you think, you speak, or you do a physical action. So we left off yesterday to be able to see what's the difference between intellect and machshava. What's the difference between intellect, which we're saying is a part of your personality, and machshava, thinking, which is a labush, which is a garment of the soul. So I mentioned yesterday the first step to be able to picture this, and again, you need to look at this in your mind, or like Ben said, you have to meditate about this a lot, which is true. I say to you all the time, to understand chassidus, it never will be enough to write down on a piece of paper, and it's never enough to get the information. You have to picture these ideas, because it's not just cognitive information. It's having a whole way of looking at things. You have to picture it. So picture, what's the difference between you trying to send your koichas hanefesh, the faculties of your soul, and the levushi hanefesh? And we're saying that intelligence is a faculty of the soul, and machshav is only a garment. So how do you picture it? So the first way, picture in your mind a TV screen and a library of 1,000 DVDs. So your chabad, your soul is made up of, the koichas hanefesh that your soul is made up of, is the 1,000 DVDs. Now, Yishai clarified yesterday at the end of the shiur, we're going to speak about it more, that obviously when we speak about intellect, we don't just mean the stockpile of information of the 1,000 of DVDs. There's more to Chabad than just the information that you learned already. But we're going to get to that in a second. Chabad, we're going to learn about that. There's a whole difference between what Chochm Bina Vendas is. But the point is, we're saying that generally, to understand the difference between your intellect and your machshava, intellect as being one of the faculties, the koichas hanefesh, and machshava being a garment of the soul, so it's very useful to use this mashal, that you have a TV screen and you have 1,000 DVDs. So your intellect is the DVDs. Machshava, thought, is what's actually playing on the TV screen of your mind. So that's why it's a garment. Because it's what's actually playing on the TV screen of your mind. I hope you thought, I told yesterday then to meditate on that. Why are you looking at your paper, Abezra? I've been begging you for over a year and a half now. Look at it in your mind. Look in your mind at it. Right now, what you're thinking about is what's on the movie screen of your mind, right?
What's on the movie screen of your mind?
the DVDs, no, how does DVDs work? DVDs is what you have, 1,000 DVDs. One of them is what's actually playing on the TV screen is not the DVD itself, but what's on the DVD, right? So your intellect is all the things that you know. You learned already. You learned right now. You're learning chassidus. So what's on the TV screen of your mind? What we're learning now. But what you learned 20 minutes ago from Maseches Brachos, that became a DVD. That's now in your seichel. It's not in your machshava right now, right? Or how to sell uniforms is in your seichel, but it's not on the movie screen of your mind.
It's blood.
So, huh? Yeah, it's in your blood, right. That's true. Ezra got it with his mother's milk, right. But Lamaisa, that's in your seichel. That's in the DVDs. But machshava is what's actually playing in your mind at any given moment. That's why that's the garment of the soul. Think for a second. What do you do during the course of the day? Think about everything you do during the course of the day. You either physically make yourself a cup of coffee, or make your wife a cup of coffee, or you buy yourself a car for Long Island Railroad. That's Maisa. Or you speak. That's Dibor. Or you think certain things. What's actually playing in the movie screen of your mind? You know that there are ideas that we have in our mind that we learned 30 years ago and are not playing in the movie screen of our mind? Does that ever happen to you? Happened to you that there are ideas that you know and then you think about it today and it's not that I'm thinking about it today. Oh, you, I haven't thought about you in 20 years. We all have in the DVD collection in our Chabad, in our personalities, we have a lot of information that we haven't thought about in many, many years. And it's going to only play in the movie screen in the mind today. We haven't thought about it in 20 years. That's machshava. That's the mice that's playing in the movie screen of your mind. But now again, obviously Chabad is more complicated than that, but that's the first muscle to understand it. But now I want to tell you something which is really cool. Okay? Another way to understand a better way, but now the next step to understand the difference between machshava and seichel. Okay? The difference between levushi nefesh and kechse nefesh. To understand what it means, something that you do as opposed to who you are. You ready for this? Okay. So everyone, with your lips, do dibor, and with your lips, say 2 + 2 = 5. 2 + 2 = 5. Say 2 + 2. You could 2 + 2 = 5. Now, I want you now to think the same way that you said it with your mouth. Think in your mind that 2 + 2 = 5. Keep thinking in your mind that 2 + 2 = 5. Just like you were able to say it, think that 2 + 2 = 5. And now, as you're saying it, try to understand that 2 + 2 = 5. Be actively thinking in your mind that 2 + 2 = 5. The same way that you could say it with your mouth. Be actively thinking in your mind that 2 + 2 = 5. And then all of a sudden try to understand that 2 + 2 = 5. Do you see that you're able in your mind to be thinking 2 + 2 = 5, but then all of a sudden there comes a point when you're trying to get it, and all of a sudden you're like, no, but it doesn't, right? When you're trying to understand, all of a sudden you chop, it doesn't equal 5, that's already your seichel. You understand? You're able to actively with machshava think 2 + 2 = 5, but then when you now try to you think it just like you say 2 + 3 = 5. You could think 2 + 3 = 5, but then all of a sudden when you're trying to go a step deeper and say 1 second, trying to understand it like that, and then you chop that it doesn't equal 5. That's the difference between machshava and seichel. That's where your seichel comes in. Your seichel won't allow you to understand that 2 + 3. You could think 2 + 2 = 5, but you don't understand 2 + 2 = 5. And that's how you could empirically feel where machshava stops and seichel begins. Do you see that? You able to feel that, how machshava stops and seichel begins? When you're not able to understand 2 + 3 = 5, that point is already your seichel. Why is this going to be important? Well, because what's going to be important is for us to understand, among other things, how you could control your thoughts. You could control your thoughts, which is going to be very important. We'll get to chapter 12, and it's very important being a Beinoni, because you get to choose what's on the movie screen of your mind. You get to choose. It doesn't matter how many bad things you've seen in your life, magazines, movies, whatever they are, you get to choose what's on the movie screen of your mind, which is why, as the Rebbe would say very often in letters, when people would ask what to do about Machshava Zaros, they had all thoughts, whether they're thoughts of impurity or it could be thoughts of anxiety. Thoughts of anxiety, right? Everyone knows, how does anxiety happen? By thinking about it. When you start thinking about things that make you anxious, it just gets worse. So people ask the Rebbe, what's the best thing you can do for machshava zaros, for anxiety? So there are all sorts of people that start, yudke vavke maises. The best thing to do, the most practical thing to do, is just change the DVD. Because if I say to you right now, whatever you do, don't think about a pink elephant. Don't think about a pink elephant. Just don't think about a pink elephant. Don't think about, huh? Think about something else. Think about a different topic, you know. And then all of a sudden, if I say to you, don't think about Hillary Clinton, and you don't want to think about Hillary Clinton, it's not going to help to say, I don't want to think about Hillary Clinton. It's not going to help. Right? What's the bet? You just changed the DVD. So it's going to be important to know is that the reason that Tanya is going to be a practical book is because the point is going to be the difference between what a Beinoni and a Tzaddik and a Rasha, which I don't want to ruin the punchline, but the point is always going to be that you might not necessarily be able to always change who you are, but you could always change the garments that you wear. What you're going to be able to, Beinoni is going to be to change the garments that you wear, that you could control. You can't necessarily control who you are, but you could change the garments that you wear. Your thought, speech, and action, those things that are garments, those you could change. You might be a person that has inside all sorts of tum, all sorts of impure things, but lamaisa, what you're going to be control of is what you actually think, speak, and do. That you could control, those garments you could control. For instance, I'll give you a perfect example. You ever say to somebody, you're obnoxious, and the person gets very insulted. Maz obnoxious? To try to explain to an Israeli what's obnoxious is, how do you say? Chantarish. Did Maz chantarish? Chatshmit neik mo chantarish is obnoxious. It's. So b'cholof, and so I don't know how to say. Do they have a word in Hebrew for obnoxious? It's like they say. I don't know. Is it chantarish? Chatkaze? So personally, you say to somebody they're obnoxious, they get very insulted. Now, why they get insulted? Because you're telling them that they are obnoxious. If you say that they're an obnoxious person, they get insulted. What if you just say to a person you're obnoxious? You mean to say they're acting obnoxious. Like they say in chinuch, the worst thing you could ever do to a kid is say you're lazy. You're bad. It's the worst thing you could ever do to a kid. What's the worst thing you could do to say to a kid is that you're bad or you're lazy? Why is that the worst thing you could do to a kid? Because you're essentially making that's who you are. What are you supposed to say to a kid? You're acting badly. You're acting, you're right now acting lazy. You're not a lazy person, you're acting lazy. It's the worst thing to do to say to a person, you are lazy, you are bad. You have to say to a person, you're acting lazy, you're acting bad. Those are the garments that you're wearing now. You say to a person, you're acting obnoxious. If you say to a person, you're obnoxious, they'll get insulted. But if you say to them, you're being obnoxious right now, then that's not as insulting. I'm not saying you're obnoxious, I'm saying you're acting obnoxious right now, because we're going to distinguish between the garments and the faculties of the soul. Yeah? Clear? Now, the question now that we need to ask is as follows, and again, we're going to speak about this more later on, but this is all by way of introduction. Here we get to the footnote that Shloimi mentioned yesterday. So according to Tanya, we're learning now that we differentiated between the garments of the soul and the actual faculties, the actual what the soul is made up of. Kindness, so kindness or your kindness or mean. I mean, there are some mean, bad people, right? Not our children and not us, but there are some. So the schlechte Menschen of the Welt. Unfortunately, there are bad, mean people. So there are people that are mean and bad, right? There are people like that. So those are the faculties of the soul. So we learned in Tanakh, what's the differentiation between kechta nefesh and levushi nefesh? So what's the difference between them that we just said? What's the difference? This is who you are, what the soul is made up of, and this is what you do. That seems to imply that the soul, the kechta, is made up of kechta nefesh. That the soul is mamish made up of kechta nefesh. So look at the footnote 1. See what's in the bottom of page 10. Elsewhere, the Alter Rebbe makes clear that the soul does not consist of the 10 faculties, even though that's what he says over here. The word over here is klula. Klula means consist of, consists of, not include. Kolel is include. Klula me, zekalul me. No, zekolel, kolel gam would be include. Kalul me. Tafshil is a kalul mizeveze. Kalul means that it consists of, right? So he's saying that the soul consists of these faculties. So he says in other places, Alter Rebbe says it doesn't consist of 10 faculties, but rather manifests itself through them, since the soul itself is essentially unknowable. What, so the soul, what do we learn about that yesterday? What's that called, the soul itself? etzem nefesh. So really, koichas nefesh, kindness, intelligence, is that the essence of the soul? No. So it also, it doesn't really, the soul itself doesn't consist of, that's not the essence of the soul. The essence of the soul is unknowable. The essence of the soul doesn't have any attribute. It manifests through these kindness, intelligence, etc. So here's the $67,000 question I want to ask all of you. If the soul itself is unknowable, the soul itself doesn't really have any form, it's poshut, as we learned many times what that means, and then it encloses, it manifests in these 10 koichos nefesh, but that's not the essence of what it is. No, so what's the question? So what's the difference between koichos nefesh and levushi nefesh? Why do we call these koichos nefesh? And why do we call machshava dibra maisa, thought, speech, and action, garments of the soul? If intelligence and emotions are also things that the soul manifests, why do we call them faculties, koiches, and not machshava, thought, speech, and action, that are garments? They all, as the soul manifests, they all different ways that the soul manifests. They all come out from the soul, like rays of the sun come from the sun.
Can we make a parallel to the cause?
It seems like it will be a parallel to God, but let's wait. But before we get to the nimshal, let's stick with the mashal. Huh?
This, I don't know if it's the right word, but this is the faculties of the DNA of the nefesh, the way that it can act. You choose how it will act, good or bad, but that's how.
In other words, you're saying that the levushim is the maisa. You're choosing how to act, how to think, speak, and act. This is how the soul is made up of. Manifest, so meaning what? So say, you're right, but say better.
It's quite tangible.
No, but a metal is born on the, let's say, Mars, and it's down. So how you take that one down? It could be a Mario, or it could be a book.
That's a beautiful example, right. Rebbe Ezra is saying, the Gemara in Shabbos, that's the ultimate question about Bechir Chofshis. If you're Koich Sanefesh, the Gemara says you're born under Saturn, you have a taiva for blood. You're a cruel person by nature. You're a cruel person by nature. You like drawing blood. So where's the Bechira? That's your Koich HaNefesh. You have cruelty by your very nature. You like drawing blood. So, but what's the Bechira? The Bechira is, the free choice is, how to do the Levushi HaNefesh. Do you want to become a mass murderer, a serial killer? Which might be a very interesting career choice. You could get even a book written about you, a mini-series made about you. It could be very lucrative. Or, huh? Or you could become a butcher, or a doctor, a surgeon, right? Or an I work for the IRS. Any of those ways are ways you could use your cruelty in a way of positivity. I guess people work for IRS. I guess they're necessary for the world. So anyway, so that would be that you could have. So koichos nefesh is what you're made up of. So it's true that it's not the essence of your soul. It's only a way that you're manifesting, but it's what you're made up of. Levush nefesh is how you actually act on it. Okay? So you're ready now? Listen to this. Etzem nefesh, koich nefesh, levush nefesh, noun, adjective, verb. Noun, adjective, verb. That's the difference between etzem nefesh, koich nefesh, and levush nefesh. Shema etzem, shem toyar, shem pula. It's the Rebbe Rishab says. Noun, adjective, verb. That's Etzem HaNefesh is your noun. Your name's Frank. That's just who you are. It's the essence of who you are. Your name corresponds to your essence. You're Frank. When I say that you're Frank, hi Frank, what am I saying about you? Am I saying anything about the way you act? No. Am I saying anything about who you are, like as a person? No, you just happen to be Frank. That's your essence. That's the name consists of the essence. That's your noun. Adjective means I'm describing you, your personality. You're smart, you're stupid, you're kind, you're mean, you're stubborn, you're easygoing. Right? You're obnoxious, you're kind. That's your adjectives. Your verbs are what you actually do. What you're actually thinking, what you're actually speaking, what you're actually doing. Now, vis-a-vis God, I don't want to get too much into this, but Josh said, and of course it's true, you all understand, these three levels are the difference between Atzmus Ein Sof, the ten spheres, Atzilus, the ten spheres, and the worlds of Biyah. Atzmus Ein Sof is the noun of God, who He is, Etzem, no definition. Atzilus, the ten spheres, is he manifests in a personality, in a Tzelem Elokim. He manifests as having Chesed Gvur Tiferes Chochm Bina Das. He manifests as having adjectives. You can now describe God. The whole davening, we're busy describing God, saying adjectives. Hakel Lagodol Agibur Vanoira Kel Racham V'Chanun. Right, Atochinin Adam Das. A million adjectives. That's all Atzilus. That's all after he manifests in Spheres. That's adjectives about God. That's the world of Atzilus. And then what's Bia? Briyat Sirasiya, the created world. What are frogs and angels? Verbs. What God does. What His light brings about. That's the verb of God. Those are the three levels. Clear? Questions? Yeah.
Could you say the chilek? I mean, it's more of the same in terms of the nature of the common.
I can't hear you. You got to talk up.
Alfred had a phrase over here that the ten chachinos, the ten spheres are.
I didn't read that yet. I didn't read inside yet. Ask me anything about something I said until now. The first line was, each distinction and grade of the three consists of 10 faculties. Period. That's where we stopped.
Right. So, meaning, you can't have a Sia. You can't talk to someone in Olam. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. In Olam Hayitzir.
Okay. You can't talk to someone in Olam Hayitzir. What are you saying?
The Levushe and Nefesh are only in this world, this Gashmi world.
You're talking about vis-a-vis God or vis-a-vis us? So what do us have to do with Olam Hayitzir? What are you talking about? We're talking about me and you. We're talking. We're using other words. We're Levush Adiba. What does us have to do with Olam Asi and Olam Hayetzir?
Are these three levels of Neshama?
I told you, Nefshuch Neshama, we're not getting into. But I mentioned yesterday very quickly at the beginning of the show, I spoke about the difference between them. I'm not getting into them again. It doesn't matter. Nefshuch Neshama have no practical bearing on your life, the difference between these three levels. None. Trust me. Okay? It's just about what type of soul levels you are. No difference. Okay, I mentioned what the difference is between them yesterday. Don't focus on them. Trust me. Yeah.
Let's say that's another distinction between Kofos and Nefesh and Levushe.
What's another distinction?
Kofos and Nefesh exist on every level of your neshama. Higher, like, they're more innate in terms of Olam Asiya.
V'stachamu mat Olam Asiya. I never was in Olam Bria, I was never in Olam Hayetzira, and I was never even in Olam Asiya, Ruchni. I just know Woodmere and a few other cities in the world. That's it. Vos Krichtsev, what do? If you start, trust me, you start climbing up in the, it's not, you're not going to, you got to learn these ideas, how it relates to you, Yaakov Schmuckler, as you are a resident of Far Rockaway, wherever you live, that's it. It's just going to confuse you. Okay, these things are very nice for, you know, meditative retreats and stuff. But to make chassidus practical, you gotta understand it how it is by us. Clear? Everyone clear what we're speaking about now? Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, and the Kach Sanefesh? Everyone gets it clearly? Okay. So, I want everyone to make sure we gotta know clearly there's Etzem Nefesh, Kach Sanefesh, and Levush Nefesh. There's who you are, essentially, the essence of your soul. Now I feel like I'm in first grade. You have over here, Kach Sanefesh is who you, how you manifest. Your character, your personality, and levush nefesh, the garments, is what you actually do. That's the introduction. Let's read inside. Now, each distinction and grade of the three, meaning that we learn that we have a godly soul. Now, you all understand when we speak about the godly soul, the essence of the soul. What do we learn about until now in chapter 2? What is the essence of the soul before it has a personality? The essence of the soul, before it comes down to the world, what is it? God. That's the essence, it's just godliness. So of course it has no personality. As it comes down to the world, it now has a personality. So, now each distinction and grade of the three, nefshuch neshama, consists of 10 faculties. So what the Alter Rebbe just said now, is that you should know that your personality, how many different personality types are there in the world? Exactly. Make the sound again, Rav David. Exactly. That's how many personalities. There are a lot of different personalities. Meshugayim kulam. Chutz mimcha. Chutz mimcha. Ta kalul, ken. Po ta ken kalul. Right? So there are a lot of different personalities in the world, right? I think you remember the Gemara in Brachos? Kishem she'en partzufem doim zel zakachin doyosem shavus. There are no two people that have the same face. There are no two people of the exact same personality. Right? Which is why a friend of mine sent me a meme. A meme. You know what a meme? M-E-M-E? That's those...
The cat, yeah. The what?
What?
No, it's meme. It's
meme. That's what I thought I was being... Yeah, I thought I was being cool that I knew what meme was. Too ahead of the curve. Yeah, it's one of those things that they send, you know, those funny things. Whatever. So someone sent me a meme that said, you can't please everyone, you're not pizza. That was what, you can't please everyone, you're not pizza. Right? Whatever, one of those things, you know, when you have the picture and the funny thing on it. Okay, whatever, that'll be for next year. Abdul, leave it. Anyway, the bottom line I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of different personality types. So you can't please everyone because there are a lot of personality types. To try to give a shir to and make everyone happy in a shir is difficult, right? Because a lot of different personality types. What we just learned now is that all personality types have 10 faculties, the same 10 faculties. How does that work?
Oh, it's the same question we showed you. You said that there's so many different pratim. So how do you have...
Beautiful, right. Josh is saying a great thing. The same question we asked in Shayichud, if there are only 10 utterances, how are there so many different types of species of flowers and animals and stuff? And what was the answer there?
There were 10 major...
10 main utterances that then get permutated. Right, then remember we learned in Shayichud, God says 10 utterances and they become all the platypuses and the tables and stuff. Everyone has the same 10 faculties of the soul. Wisdom, understanding, knowledge, kindness, severity, teferis, which is compassion, or however you can define it, or glory, netzach, obstinate, 10 building blocks, and all personalities. So what do personalities come from? How these building blocks are mixed and matched. If you want to really read, if you're really into that, I never was really into it because not that much negev, but if you really would like to see how different personalities all come from these 10 building blocks, there's a great book by Rabbi Cantor from months here, by Matthias Cantor, called 10 Keys to the Understanding of the Soul, where he shows how, you know, all personalities are derived from these 10 building blocks, Netzach, Chod, Yesod, what they mean, and how they become all different personalities. Cantor, K-A-N-T-O-R. So, there are 10 faculties of the soul that everyone has. Now look inside. Corresponding to the 10 supernal spheres, to the supernal 10 spheres, from which they have descended. What? Kol milah po zeshah. That's true. What has the Alter Rebbe just said now? Corresponding to the 10 supernal spheres, from which they have descended. This sentence over here, I want to tell you, not just is it Sha'ah, not just is it an hour worth, but this sentence the Lubavitcher Rebbe used thousands of times, and it's actually a fundamental idea in Hasidic philosophy. Just another idea, other than what we've been learning until now. It's another whole idea that's being said over here. A fundamental idea in Hasidic philosophy. Look what he's saying. The soul consists of 10 faculties corresponding to the 10 supernal spheres from which they have descended. By the way, in Hebrew, look at the third line in the Hebrew. Keneged eses spheres al yoinis shenashtal shulu mehen. What is the word shenashtal shulu mehen? Is referring to Seder Shtalshulus, which we'll explain momentarily, right? So the soul descended through Seder Shtalshulus, through the downshading of worlds, and that's why the soul has 10 faculties. Before we understand this better, what fundamental idea has the Alter Rebbe essentially just said right over here? What fundamental idea did he say over here?
Each person has all the same qualities as Hashem.
Each person has the same qualities as Hashem. Okay, but more generally. What more general thing do you see from this idea that your soul has 10 faculties because God does? Everything in the world, all the details of reality, according to Hasidic philosophy, what makes that this cushion over here is soft and this wood is hard and the carpet is green? Where does that come from? From the 10 spheres. Hasidic philosophy, the Baal Shem Tov taught an unbelievable idea. Every detail you see in the world, being that Einoid Milvadoi, nothing exists other than God, and yet there are so many details of the world, you know what that tells you? that they're all different ways that God's 10 spheres, which again is the adjective of God, not the noun, God manifests in the 10 spheres, but they all become reflected in the details of reality. The details of reality are reflections of details in divinity. You get that? The details of reality are reflections or manifestations from details in Elokus, in godliness. Sheneshtal Shleman, the fundamental idea of Chassidus is that the 10 spheres bring about that not only do we say that nothing exists other than God, listen carefully, not only do we say that nothing exists other than God, but the Baal Shem Tov went a step further. And he said that nothing exists other than God, and therefore, what does exist, what is the nature, what is really everything that does exist, since nothing exists other than God, and yet so many different things do exist, what do you know about all those different things that do exist? That they're all godliness, that they're all mamish reflections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You have 10 kekeiches, because that's how it is in God. Everything. Now, of course, we know there's a difference between the soul and everything else that we learned in chapter 2. Everything else of things are the verbs of God, things that God's light does. The soul, we learned, is descended from God himself. But the bottom line is that the details of how everything in the world works is Azoyiz Dosen Elokus. That's how it is in divinity. They say a Maisa. They say a Maisa. What?
Well, that's just a mirror. Every physical manifestation
is a mirror of God. Yes. Every detail of the world is a mirror of the divine. It's a whole different way of looking at the world. They say a Maisa that in the time of the Mittler Rebbe, the neuroscientists discovered some kind of new vein or tube in the brain. Some kind of new part of the brain. And I'm sorry, it wasn't the time of the Mittler Rebbe, it was the time of the Rebbe Rishab. They discovered a new type of thing in the brain, and the Rebbe Rishab showed in a mimer of the Mittler Rebbe, where the Mittler Rebbe spoke about it in Elokus.
Yeah, so
in the spheres. Yeah. That in the spheres you have such a thing. In other words, everything in the world that you're looking at is a mirror of the divine, but the truth is it's better than a mirror. You know why a mirror is not the best word to use? A mirror is only a reflection. It's the same idea of a mirror, but it's deeper than a mirror. It's a manifestation of God's light itself. But Nishtal Shalumahan, the words that the Altar was saying, it descended from there, is that what does Seder Ishtal Shalus do? Seder Ishtal Shalus, the downchaining of worlds, the whole Kabbalistic idea of the downchaining of worlds, you remember, that's why I was yelling and screaming at Rav Yaakov over here. Chassidus is not Kabbalah. Chassidus is not about understanding different worlds. We're not Kabbalists. Chassidus doesn't care about Kabbalah. Not doesn't care. Chassidus is for all people. We're not interested in Kabbalah, for learning Kabbalah for the sake of Kabbalah. It doesn't matter. Why do we need the worlds of Elam Ha'Yetzir or Elam Ha'Briya? Anyone that tells you that they're going to try to get to Elam Ha'Briya, I don't want to say, but you should check their... You're not getting to Elam Ha'Briya. Why does Chassidus want you to know about Elam Ha'Briya and Elam Ha'Yetzir? Because Chassidus wants you to understand how to look at the world. That the downchaining of worlds, the Seder Ishtalsh is to understand how from God's light, downchains and becomes the different details of reality. To understand how everything that you're looking at is another way that God's light is manifesting. How does that happen? Seder Ishtalsh. And that means that the way that your person, when you look inside yourself and you see your adjectives, the way that you work, you know why it's like that? Valazay is just in the 10 spheres. And that's a whole different way of looking at the world. You walk down the street and you speak to some, you know, Puerto Rican that you work with at work, and they have a very strange personality, or some Jew that makes you nuts every day, you have to meditate that their personality is also a reflection of the 10 spheres. It's all a reflection of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manifesting. That's Einar Mulvadi. Einar Mulvadi means that what the world is Eich Talukos.
So that's the idea of Shiras HaKelim. That's the idea that God's light comes.